chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10. It says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and he gave his life a ransom for many."
Yes.
And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, when the disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging.
Yes.
And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more and a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee." And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Oh, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this night. Thank you for what's already took place. Thank you for the Spirit of God that's here tonight with us. I pray God you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. We see here a man, a blind man. And what's a poor blind man, a blind beggar to do? He's standing on the wayside, not knowing what to do, but he heard about a man named Jesus Christ. Heard about a man who could heal the blind, who could make the deaf hear, who could make the dead rise. He heard a man who could take the crippled walk. And what's a poor blind beggar to do in this life today? You're standing on the wayside, and you don't know what's going on. You don't know which way to go. But then you hear about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Somebody standing on the side saying, "Jesus saves. Jesus saves." You say, "What is that? Who are they talking about?" And then you have someone to come by and tell you who Jesus is. And I tell you what, what's a poor blind beggar to do but cry out unto Jesus Christ? He says, "Come unto me." And he said, "I will in no wise cast you out." I'm glad August 15th, 1976, 25 minutes tonight, I called out unto Jesus Christ. And you know what? He saved my soul. You know what? I'm glad I've been saved ever since. I've never thought one time that I wasn't saved. Jesus saved me. It's been good for 38 years. Hallelujah. What's a poor blind beggar to do, buddy? I'm telling you, cry out unto Jesus. That's what you do. That's where the healing is. The healing's not in some man in a church to come down and push you in the head. The healing's in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Thank God, that's right.
Thank God. I'm glad I was saved the old time way through the blood, the Lamb of God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. There wasn't none of this stuff. A church man standing up there saying, "Okay, you don't have to come to the front. If you don't want to, just bow your head. You can get saved back up." Hogwash. The Bible says if you got a broken and contrite spirit, you're going to come to God. You're going to fall down before God and get saved.
Yeah.
Tell you what, too many people today got this so easy, believism. They think all you got to do is stand up there and just not even get up before God, not even tell nobody you got to say, "Hey, something was inside of me. I had to tell somebody."
Amen. You're right.
It's more in me, but it had to come out. Somebody I had to tell about Jesus. I had to tell. My wife knows something that happened to me.
Yeah.
Took me a week to realize what happened. But I know that something happened.
Yeah.
I made a false profession. And it took me about a week to realize, buddy, I got saved this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You saved, you're going to let somebody know. Tell you what, thank God, I'm glad I was birthed into the family of God. What's a poor blind beggar to do? Hey, poor blind beggar, he's got a bad condition. He's in a bad condition. And I was in a bad condition. I was wicked and vile, rotten as hell itself. And God saved me and made me a child of the King. Hallelujah. Thank God. What's a poor blind beggar to do? He's a cry. That's what he does. 47 and 48 says he cried out. He cried out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. August 15th, buddy, I was on my knees. I didn't cry like I cried out, Brother Robert. Is I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. And you know what? Hallelujah. You know what? I'm not going to hell. Because Jesus said so.
God,
I'm glad I put my trust on the Word of God. This book is a lie. If it's a lie, we all going to hell, sir. Ain't nobody going to heaven. Praise God. And I ain't ashamed of the old King James Bible. That's all I read and study out of. I know some people say, well, you can go to these other Bibles and use them to get some advocate. The heck with that. If God can't give it to me out of that book, I don't want it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What's a poor blind mad beggar to do? He's a cry out. And his cry was heard. And then as a cure, he come to Jesus. And Jesus commanded him. And he called and said, called the blind man and said to him, be of good cheer. Rise and come. And rise, he called thee. And casting away his garment, rose and he came to Jesus.
Yeah.
And the blind man stood before Jesus and the Lord. That, he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I tell you what, I was blind. I was undone without God. And you know what? I went to God and God removed those scales on my eyes. I asked to see light for once in my life. I said, hey, I see light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you remember the day?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, my daddy was lost and undone without God. But he was a good daddy. And my daddy, he got cancer. And my daddy, he told me, I remember sitting in the living room and I don't know, we was talking. And I think my sister said something to him. Again, my dad 6 months to live. He had cancer. I mean, had some kind of thing inside him that was choking him to death. He was just eating his lungs up. My daddy come back in the house and he said, don't you worry. He said, I'm saved. I got saved.
Amen.
Last time I heard my daddy was on the emergency room table and he was telling them to leave me alone. Let me go be with my Lord. Families come got him. My daddy couldn't breathe. And he was down there. My daddy said, leave me alone. Let me go be with the Lord. That's what salvation does for you. There ain't no fear of death. There's no fear of death when you're dying.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached my daddy's funeral.
Amen.
I tell you what. I couldn't have done it if I'd not known he was saved. What's a poor blind beggar to do? Put your trust in Jesus. Get in the arms of Jesus and fall in love with him. That's what you do. Hallelujah. About 11 years ago, little Timothy was just born. And I had a heart attack. I had to have quadruple heart bypass. And I tell you what, it didn't bother me dying. But Robbie, it didn't bother me about dying. I know where I was going. But it broke my heart. I wanted to see my grandbabies live. I wanted to see them grow up. You, God, answered that prayer. And I see my grandbabies grow up. If God wants to take me, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. But let me tell you one thing. Don't come in the house of God crying over me. Thank God I'm up in heaven. I'll be walking with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. I tell you what, I know I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
For it's the blood, nothing but the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's everything's in the blood.
Amen.
Thank God. You say, well, I don't feel all excited like you do. Ain't something wrong with your exciter.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
You're right there.
Because I tell you what, Ever since I've been saved, I had something inside of me springing up. That new well springing up. And my cup is running over.
Amen.
Thank God. I appreciate it, brother. Know that you're saved tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.